Topic 159, Sound. 1. Through the mismanagement of men and their unbalanced development, the sounds of earth, such as those of great cities, of the manufacturers, and of the implements of war, have brought about a very serious condition among the gaseous devas. This has to be offset in some way, and the future efforts of civilization will be directed towards the spreading of a revolt against the evils of congested living and to the dissemination of an impulse of a widespread nature to seek the country and wide spaces. One of the main interests in the future will be a tendency towards the elimination of noise, owing to the increased sensitivity of the race. When the energy of water and of the atom is harnessed for the use of man, our present types of factories, our methods of navigation and of transportation, such as steamers and railway apparatus, will be entirely revolutionized. This will have a potent effect not only on man, but on the devas. From a treatise on cosmic fire, pages 909 through 910. 2. The significance of what has happened in the world during the last century in the realm of sound is not appreciated yet, nor understood. Terrific effects are, however, being produced by the unbelievably increased noise and sound emanating from the planet at this time. The roar of machinery, the rumble of transportation mechanisms in all parts of the world, trains, vessels, and airplanes, the focusing of the sounds of men in such congested areas as the great cities, and at this time the universal use of the radio, bringing musical sounds into every home and into street life, are producing effects upon the bodies of men and upon all forms of life everywhere, which will become apparent only as time lapses. Some forms of life in the animal kingdom, but primarily in the vegetable kingdom, will disappear, and the response of the human mechanism to this world of sound, uproar, and music, in which it will increasingly find itself, will be most interesting. From a treatise on white magic, pages 335 through 336. 3. First, let us repeat the truism that the worlds are the effect of sound. First life, then matter. Later, the attraction of the matter to the life for purposes of its manifestation and expression, and the orderly arrangement of that matter into the necessary forms. Sound formed the allying factor, the propelling impulse, and the attractive medium. Sound, in an occult and deeply metaphysical sense, stands for that which we term the relation between, and is the creating intermediary, the linking third factor in the process of manifestation. From Letters on Occult Meditation, pages 53 through 54. 4. It is a truism to say that sound is color and color is sound. Yet so it is, and the topic I really seek to bring to your attention is not so much sound as sound, but the color effects of sound. I seek to emphasize especially the color aspect in this letter, begging you to remember always that all sounds express themselves in color. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 205. 5. Each of the seven rays emits its own sound, and in doing so sets in motion those forces which must work in unison with it. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 8.